This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a message to these many Muslims that are fasting. They observe the fasting of Ramadan, but they do not pray. Subhanallah. Yani they are fasting from food and drink and intimate relations, and they are also fasting from as-salat. And this is not something that is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. We must fear Allah Azza wa Jal, brothers and sisters in Islam. As-salat is more important than fasting. It is more important than all the deeds that we know in Islam. This is why it was the second pillar in Islam. The one who fasts and does not pray is like the one who prays without wudu. His wudu, his salat is invalid. It is not correct and it is not accepted. We need to fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillah that you are fasting. Alhamdulillah. But make this fasting of yours motivate you to establish a salat during your life and to never abandon it. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the first matter that we are questioned about on the Day of Judgment is our salat. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. That's the first thing you'll be questioned about, your five daily prayers. فَإِنْ صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. If it was correct and it was in shape and it was maintained and you prayed on time, then all your deeds will be accepted and they will all be good with their flaws and their shortcomings. And if الصَّلَاةُ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. If your salat is neglected and it comes on the Day of Judgment corrupt, you don't have anything, you haven't established it well, you did not look after it, then all your deeds, no matter how perfect they are, your fasting, your sadaqah, your hajj, your qira'ah of the Qur'an, all your deeds, no matter how good they are, will all be rejected and will all be corrupted as well. So it is not worth it that you skip a salat. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let us take the opportunity in this blessed month of Ramadan to become serious in our salat, to become committed upon our salat. And it is very easy. Just like you fast for Allah Azza wa Jal, you're establishing a salat for the same Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who establish a salat in their life. They are only five prayers. Remember, they used to be 50 prayers. Then Allah Azza wa Jal reduced it to five prayers. And He gave us the reward of 50 prayers when we pray five prayers. Allahu Akbar, from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us forgiveness and acceptance. Wallahu A'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.